Dear Linley, I've no idea what kind of day today will be.
Blue Lock Barrel, Magical Intern, a podcast by Something Brewing Press.
Feldspar apparently gave the miners the day off today, so that the professor could do whatever it is she's been planning. She said it was because she didn't want to bore them with complicated academic magic, but honestly, I think they were a little frightened of her, more than they were of the clayfish. I thought they would be happy to find out they weren't crazy. So, as it turns out, up until recently the miners of Fisher were working out of a much older mine shaft. It had fallen into disrepair, and after a fatal cave-in, the miners decided they needed a new dig site altogether. That's where we entered into the situation. They had been digging for about 6 months when the clayfish started interrupting their operations. I'm on my way to the old shaft right now.
There you are, apprentice. You're not usually one to sleep in late.
It's been a long while since I've had a proper bed to sleep in. What are we doing here, Professor?
What do zoologists do, apprentice?
They study animals, Professor.
What do good zoologists do?
Get published?
Wrong use of good, apprentice. Good zoologists help animals. And for that matter, people as well. They're animals too, you know. That's what we're doing here.
Do good, apprentice.
Well said. Stand back now, lest my awesomeness cause you a cardiac event.
Oh, wow, Professor! That's so... Turnip! Wait! Come back here! Turnip scampered off while all that was happening, so I'll try to give you a summary, Lynn. The professor fixed the mine. Tunnels cleared, ceiling shorn up, debris removed. I wish you could have watched it, sis. It was like watching a wind dancer at a festival, the way she was casting. No offense meant, but it was far more interesting than watching most other castings I've seen. And she only used up a small phial of orange ink. Apparently, it was different than the stuff we picked up in Mica. This was from the private stores of the university, only given to tenured faculty.
Which, as you remember, I no longer have access to, so I've been saving it for a special occasion. So, that should take care of that. Experience tells me that someone has been very sloppy with their wards. I'll offer to inspect them later on. May be able to sell some of that orange we got from the last town.
Don't you need a license to sell pigment, Professor?
Who says I don't have one?
My gut does.
Keep listening to that, apprentice. It'll do you good. Now, I must have a chat with that forewoman.
Oh. It seems like they're having a rather dour conversation. I can't hear it, so I suspect neither will you, but Feldspar looks to be fuming. Not at the professor, mind you, but she's flipping through a logbook furiously.
Apprentice, it looks like I'll be at this for most of the day. Why don't you give Turnip his tipple of barley wine, and we'll reconvene in the evening. In the meantime, go see what more you can learn of the clayfish. Here, this glyph paper has a casting that should keep you from sinking. Should they still be riled up?
Sounds great, Professor. I've been wanting to sketch them. I'll get right on it. Here you are, Turnip. Back to Linley.
Tipple of barley wine.
We're getting ready to take off, but since the next town is several days from here, I doubt I'll have much to report after this morning. Feldspar came by once again to thank the professor. She brought some of that brindleberry jam, which apparently she makes. Go figure. There's likely a moral in there. Don't judge a preserver by their size. That can't be right.
What are you muttering about?
Oh, nothing. You two had quite the conversation, though.
We were sharing hair tips.
Really?
No, not really. She was telling me she figured out who slacked on the wards. I would tell you what his punishment was, but I fear with your constitution you may not be able to handle it.
Oh dear.
I, in turn, gave her some further advice on the protective glyphs, as well as how to address future encounters with the clayfish. Oh, and I was able to sell them some pigments.
Dare I ask for how much?
Oh, you know, the going rate is only... But I was able to sell them for...
You're reprehensible.
Well, I did buy you some trail mix.
Cashews! All is forgiven. Runic Animal Entry Number 2, Pisces Ludum Nato. Colloquially referred to as clayfish, Pisces Ludum Nato has the look of a large, common goldfish. Early descriptions and drawings depict them as longer and thinner, more akin to an eel. The existence of multiple subspecies is certainly not out of the question. Its scales are pale, almost to the point of translucency, though orange markings in the form of the runes for ground and river cover each of six pectoral fins, which are thicker and clawed, not unlike a mudskipper. These specimens had what looked to be only vestigial eyes, thus their method of navigation is uncertain.
Lulac Barrel, Magical Intern, is a production of Something Brewing Press, written and produced by Aiden and Katie McMahon. The voice of Lulac was Aiden McMahon, and the voice of Verity was Katie McMahon. Our intro was Open Flame, and our outro was Shift of Currents, both by Blue Dot Sessions. Their work and more can be found at freemusicarchive.org. Our background music was Dusty Road by Jingle Punks. Their work and more can be found at the YouTube Audio Library. Lulac Barrel Magical Intern is copyright 2016-2017, Aiden and Katie McMahon.